Sutherland uses the light of the painting and also a very acidic artificial palette to create a sense of that wood being very much a threatening, dark place. The sharpness of the palette adds to this sense of a kind of brooding threat that seems to pervade this painting and all of Sutherland's paintings of the late 30s and 40s. Graham Sutherland's a rather intriguing figure in that in the 1940s and 1950s he was seen as, in a sense, the saviour of contemporary British art. He became the most famous British painter in the post-war years with a huge international reputation, but that reputation has largely disappeared since he died in 1980.